close attention to the things that everybody else misses. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, January 9, 2020. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the whole thing flying around the internet about a draft being put back in place. Well, that's what we call a hoax, actually. Yeah, my daughter asked me about it, too. It's all bunk. It's all just internet nonsense, social media nonsense. Number two, Virginia gearing up to strip its citizens of the right to exercise their rights enumerated in the Bill of Rights. Right. And not only are they going to outlaw guns and make gun owners outlaws themselves, they're going to take ammunition away from people, too. Gun-free zones, ammunition-free zones. And number one, over the past couple of days, hysteria has gripped most of those gracing the screens of the majority of the American news networks and outlets, of course. They were blabbering about the onset of World War III and how Donald Trump was taking us into another winless quagmire. Even blathering dolts like Ann Coulter were on the stupid train. Guess what? They all got it wrong. We're not at war. In fact, it's looking more and more like a set play. And what do I mean by that? Well, let me explain. The president hits back. The president hits back with an attack on Soleimani, the general behind the attacks on an American contractor that killed him and created other problems. So on December the 27th, a rocket attack believed to be linked to Shiite militia backed by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Corps Guard killed a U.S. civilian contractor, wounded several other U.S. and Iraq military personnel on a base near Kirkuk, Iraq. On the 29th of December, more rocket attacks, that time from Shiite militia. On December the 31st, pro-Iranian protesters demonstrating against American interests attacked the embassy in Baghdad. You know all of these things, of course. Then on January 3rd, the president ordered the hit on Soleimani, the attack that took out the top general, the guy who is a lead sponsor of state-sponsored terrorism, was killed, a guy who, by all accounts, has the blood of hundreds of Americans, if not thousands, on his hands. Then Iran vowed retaliation. By the 5th of January, the body was returned back to Iran. And then the U.S. Department of Defense said there were no plans to withdraw from Iraq. Okay. And then the early morning hours of Wednesday, local time, Iranian ballistic missiles struck two bases housing U.S. forces in Iraq. 15 missiles were launched. Four didn't even make it out of the desert. One hit Erbil, and 10 more went to a base, a large base, 25-square-mile base in Iraq. It hit nothing. And so when I say it's a set play because now we have learned that there were back-channel conversations between the Iranian government and the American government by way of Switzerland. They were having conversations back and forth. The Americans were warned well in advance, hey, there's going to be some rockets coming. So be aware of that. Nobody hurt, nobody killed, and then yesterday the president steps up and says it's time to take a breath. Maybe it's time to have a conversation with the Iranians. Maybe it's time to step forward and do some diplomacy. Let's go to bite number five with the president, because what I'm telling you is this. All of the hysteria, all the people shrieking, my God, it's going to be World War III, we're all going to war, and kids were crying in the streets, and I've got something precious from Time Magazine to share with you here in a moment. None of that was true. Donald Trump has no idea what he's doing. It's just knee-jerk reaction. You don't go after a Soleimani without planning and intelligence and focus and knowing exactly what's happening. And the president acted on the advice of his senior intelligence officials, the senior military officials, those that are gathered in the Situation Room explaining to the president what the options are, and he opted to take Soleimani out because Soleimani was a bloodthirsty killer who was planning more attacks on Americans and American interests and another attack likely on the American embassy in Baghdad. So again, let's go to bite number five, the president taking time to outline why the crushing sanctions will also remain in place on Iran. Bite five, go.
The missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by the last administration. The regime also greatly tightened the reins on their own country, even recently killing 1,500 people at the many protests that are taking place all throughout Iran. The very defective JCPOA expires shortly anyway and gives Iran a clear and quick path to nuclear breakout. Iran must abandon its nuclear ambitions and end its support for terrorism.
Let's talk about that, though. Let's talk about how foolish the left has been through all of this. The left saying he didn't have the right to kill the terrorists. That's an act of war. He must respond to Congress. He must act within the War Powers Act, which, by the way, was authored by Joe Biden in large part and gave the president the kind of powers that he exercised in killing Soleimani. But America's enemies are not found just in the Middle East. Sometimes America's enemies can be found in the middle of Congress, in fact. Ilhan Omar, a staunch defender of Iran, a staunch defender of terrorist regimes, and somebody who also supports the BDS movement to attack Israel. Well, she's having real problems, apparently, in the fallout from this back and forth with Iran, which, again, the Americans killed a general who had been involved directly with murdering American men and women service personnel. Apparently, Ilhan Omar finds that troubling to the point that she's just suffering from PTSD. I can't make that up. It's bite number one, Ilhan Omar suffering from PTSD. This is the enemy within. Go.
Thank you, Ro. I feel ill a little bit because of everything that is taking place. And I think every time I hear about I hear of conversations around war, I find myself being stricken with PTSD. And I find peace knowing that I serve with great advocates for peace and people who have shown courage against war.
I feel ill as well when I hear people like Ilhan Omar make such outrageous comments. And if you didn't realize it, it's not just Ilhan Omar. It's the entire squad. It's Omar. It's Rashida Tlaib, AOC, Ayanna Pressley. All of them gathered together with a couple of other clowns to denounce the United States, to stand in solidarity with a terrorist, to stand in solidarity with the regime in Tehran that has killed tens of thousands of its own people for such crimes as being homosexual or not having the proper headgear, or a host of other just terrible crimes. Yeah, real quickly to bite number two, more from AOC and the squad and Ilhan Omar. Bite two, go.
Since he got into office, the president of the United States has been goading Iran into war. First, he canceled our best shot at avoiding armed conflict, the Iran nuclear deal. Then he announced crippling sanctions to starve the innocent people of Iran.
You know, it's disgusting, frankly. I'm looking for the right adjective here. It's disgusting that we have members of Congress that have the interests of other nations. Nations that would kill Americans are their priority. That's my take on it. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back. Take my hand.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.